This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Overall, really wrapped with that result and the outcome and the margin, and I think in particular our first three quarters, the quality of the contributions that everyone was making in their respective positions, both in attack and defence, was just incredible. And, you know, we come into this game knowing we just had to find a win no matter what it looked like. And we've been pretty up and down the past 4 or 5 weeks and a few struggles in there. But the way that I think the players showed up today and attacked the start of that game was brilliant, set it up for us. And, you know, to have 10 contributors by the end of the game was great, but an important win, and just so rapt to see the quality back out there of what we know we're capable of.
And in terms of, like, Mavericks bringing down your necks in that fight for third and fourth, how happy are you that you've managed to put out such a prolific win to extend that 4-game gap?
Yeah, it's critically important. Like, this competition's really hard, and for us, we want third spot. With, you know, the top two is probably a little bit out of reach potentially, but whilst it's not mathematically possible, a lot needs to go our way. But we want a home final, and, you know, to do that, you have to have an awareness of the competition and what each moment entails. And today was a show up, get the job done, and go home, and we really had to do that. So I think the way, though, in which we played, though, and the quality that we produced makes it even more important today that we're have hopefully turned a corner and we can now kind of continue to get a little bit of momentum and better form on our side, because, as I said, the past 4 or 5 weeks have been a bit of a battle for us.
And you've got to be wrapped with your turnover rate. Like, it was actually quite low for much of that match. What did you say to the team in terms of making sure that they were being that clinical and precise, even as the margin continued to grow?
Yeah, I think historically for us, when we're playing good netball, our turnovers are always really low. So our focus this week and heading into the game is just get back to what you're really good at. And we know that we're a team that can hold possession really well. We can find the extra opening. We can do the work. And that's why when all seven players are contributing, the whole function of the team can work to the quality that we know it's capable of. So I think our ability to lock into after an error today was much better than what it has been. We didn't let two or three kind of give momentum to the Firebirds. And I think that set us up really well.
And Sash, you were looking pretty comfortable out there, slotting goals in from everywhere. Mm. How does it feel?
Yeah, good. That's, I think, me just doing my job and what's required for the team, and probably over the last 4 weeks have struggled with a little bit of volume. And obviously, like, the 1-point volume for me gives me more confidence to play the 2-point style. And Dids was awesome for me today, just telling me you've got to shoot over it. We've had some really hard battles at training as well. We've got male training partners that really challenge us. They're amazing. We've got our reserves as well, so I feel like if I can shoot over them and get my confidence during the week, that gives me a really good stead for the weekend. But yeah, it just feels like for me it's back to basic netball. It doesn't have to be anything flashy. It's literally just like sweeping the circle, doing my job, ripping the defense apart, and then shooting when required.
And is that sort of helping you build that confidence as you potentially look towards Commonwealth Games as well?
Yeah, I think for me I'm just really focusing on FIBA week in, week out. I'm a bit like Dan. I'm just like, I just want to win every single week, and I feel like this competition and the teams that are breathing down for fourth spot, like you said, it just is like a no game is an easy game, and we have to go into every game with the mentality that we did this week. And I feel like we had a really good shift as a group, and we got back to what our strengths were individually, but then also as a team as well, and leaning into Dan and Shans and Guy, like our support and our coaching staff, like they're there to help us, and we have to be able to take confidence from the win today and bring that into the last three games.
So Dan, how meaningful was it to play First Nations round? I know it's not your home First Nations round, but just give us your thoughts on what that means to your group.
Yeah, it's really important. I think it's a celebration of connection. And I think for us heading into the game, connection was something that was very poignant in our entire preparation. And, you know, within our program, one of our training partners, First Nations athlete in Scarlett Jauncey, it's great that we have representation in our club, and she'll be out on the reserves court now playing and representing. And we get our chance next week to host First Nations round, which is awesome. And I think just the connection piece is really important. And netball's a sport where we all belong. And I think that connection piece is really inspiring for all generations that we need to play our respective parts.
And just sort of, I'll go to you, but it's to do with you. It's about, like, the connection that you do have with Romelda Aiken and how that's growing, but also a different strategy today, not so many high balls going in. Saw quite a few flat, short ones as well, which is obviously Firebirds weren't expecting that.
Yeah, I think we have to do things differently. We have to make sure that we've got a layer of variety in how we play the game, and we certainly have that. Sometimes a direct high ball is the right option. Other times you need to have the point of difference. And Dids is a great ball handler. I think a lot of people don't understand how clever she is at actually setting up play and crafting the ball around for other players. And she has an unbelievable awareness of, all right, now I need to sit a little bit higher and go and create some play for my teammates. No, now they need to bring the ball to me. And it's something we've been working on her with throughout the season as we try and play to each other's strengths. And I thought between Sash and Dids today, I thought that connection and that shared volume made them just brilliant as a partnership. And it's something we've been working on and we know has to be really front and centre of what we do.
100%. And even Jordan, like, you know, player of the match, 16 goal assists, 36 feet, she picked up some turnover ball. Got to be impressed with her work rate.
Yeah, brilliant. And I think, you know, like Jordan's in her third year playing SSN, but essentially, you know, it's only her second season where she's on the court consistently and in a starting lineup. And, you know, like a lot of our players, the past 4 or 5 weeks have been really steep learning curves and humbling at times and challenging and getting a lot of feedback to have to shift and grow parts of their game. And I think probably, you know, she was a shining light today in getting out on the court and playing to your strengths and knowing that all of the hard stuff leading up to this game makes her a better player. And you just have to be patient at times with the learning journey and where players are at age and stage. And one thing that I'm really proud of is the group can get out of the rough and tough stuff that makes it really difficult to clear your mind and play well to come out today and play a really team connected effort and back to what they're really good at. It's good to see.
Do you think it's like almost like a blessing in disguise that you had those injuries at the start of the season so you were able to get players like Zoe out there and even Ruth now as well, like just so that they can get that experience leading into finals?
Oh, it's critical. And I think, you know, one of the things we've spoken about this year is handling the hard stuff really well. And to be honest, day one of pre-season two today, everything has been really bloody hard. So there's really been no smooth sailing for us as a team this year, which I think is actually a really good thing in helping build our resilience and learn some hard lessons and have to stand up in tough moments. And, you know, we went 13 games undefeated and lost a grand final by a goal last year. And now we're having to fight and scrap to find form and play well and lots of different lineups and variation of positions. And I think it's great for our current team and it's great for our future too to have those different exposures in different moments. So you got to embrace the hard stuff because to get far in this competition, it's really challenging. So today was significant in turning the corner. So really proud of it.
You said before that today isn't your focus at the moment. Dan just spoke about resilience and obviously you've had plenty of that over the past couple of years. How much would it mean to you if you got there?
Oh, I think it would mean the world. Like, I think I've obviously been on a journey the last few years, but then even, like, if I look back to my first game with Dan at the Thunderbirds to my 100th game last week, like, I've had a journey like this, and I feel like sometimes it's really hard to think, why me, or, you know, why do I have to keep going through these hardships, or the self-doubt that sometimes I have, and the, you know, lacking confidence. But it's all, like, for me, it's just a mind game. Like, I know that when I'm at my best playing good netball, I'm connected with my teammates, I'm just doing my job. Like, I feel like that's all I have to do week by week to, I guess, make those teams. And I'm really excited. I hope I make the team, and I'd love to, and I'd love to be next to Fran. We're obviously just waiting and hoping. But, yeah, it's, I think any athlete would be silly not to be hoping and to play at the best level, and that's at the Comm Games and the World Cup, our pinnacle events.
Obviously, there's a slight question mark still over Helen. Do you just have to put that out of your head totally and only worry about yourself and journey, resilience, again, really just yourself and the female? Because as everyone always says, performing at this level at SSN is what's going to get you through.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously, I am hoping that Helen for Team England is really well, but also, like, she's such an amazing athlete for Swift, so I don't think I want to see anyone injured. I'd love, you know, for her to be fit and ready to play at the Comm Games, and I feel like if we can be in a team together, that would be amazing, and hopefully we see her back on the court this year, because I think she's not only a great player, but she's a beautiful person, and she's an amazing leader. She's done so many great things for England, so if I got the opportunity to share the circle with her and potentially all the amazing athletes that are playing over in England at the moment, because I love watching them too. So yeah, I've just got to stay kind of in my lane, and I think I'm playing my best when I'm just connected to those in my inner circle. And it's like I almost think of my circle of control, circle of influence, and that's, you know, connecting with Dan and our game plan at the moment. And when I'm playing well for Fever, we're doing well, we're ticking along, I can't control whether or not I'm picked. So yeah, just hopefully we keep winning for Fever and then we'll take care.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.